Murder, mystery, mayhem.
Behind it all is a femme fatale back from the dead, ready to exact her revenge.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now,
good evening, and thank you for joining us for the after show of The Reprisal. We are talking season one, episode one, the pilot, titled The Tale of Harold Horpez. We are going to be talking about all of the characters, and there are so many in this first episode. We're going to have a special segment as well as news and gossip. Joining me today is A Diamond. She is a Let me see if I get this right. A crime and suspense connoisseur.
Yes. Yes. Hello. Welcome. Hello, everybody. Thank you for watching us today.
And I'm LaToya Blakely. I'm really into femme fatales and noir, and this has been an exciting series to watch. So we are excited to talk about it. A Diamond, can you tell us your overall thoughts of this first episode?
It's very loaded. A lot is going on. Which I like. It keeps me interested. Also, the visuals are beautiful. And I love that we get to know and figure out all the characters in one episode. Who they are, kind of what they're about, but there's also a lot of mystery. So in the first episode, I still had a lot of questions like, who is this person? Why are they connected? Why are we, you know, So I can't wait to figure out what's going on, but, you know, overall, visually beautiful and a lot of content to think about and talk about.
I agree. I thought it was a really great pilot episode. It did a great job of kind of introducing us to the characters, giving us a really good idea of the storyline, you know, what's happened, how we've gotten to where we are.
Yeah.
As far as the cinematography, the actual picture, it is a beautiful picture. Yeah. There are beautiful clothing and costumes.
Yeah.
There was a lot of, like, badassery.
A lot of that, especially at the end.
Yes, right? So it was a lot. It was a really good episode, and it pulled me right in.
Yeah.
And so speaking of a lot, we get introduced to a lot of characters in this pilot episode. And it seems that a lot of them are heavy hitters. They're not just one-off characters that maybe we see for an episode or two. Like, yeah. They're here for the long run.
Yeah. There's, like, depth to them, you could tell. Like, to your point, it's like, I still don't understand who these people are. So I know that we're going to be figuring them out throughout the course of the rest of the episodes, which is great. I'm hooked. But I still am like, I have too many questions to, like, even realize or, you know, understand. So, you know, we start out with...
Yeah, so let's just get started. So, like we said, there are lots of characters, so we're just going to kind of take them one by one.
Yeah.
Let's start with Dorothy.
Doris? Wait.
Doris. Yes, yeah. Doris. We're introduced to her in the very beginning as Catherine.
Yep.
But then we quickly see that she is now living a new life, and she goes by Doris. Mm-hmm. What did you think about her?
So initially, you know, we open with the scene of her driving. It's dark, and we see this dark-haired girl driving the car, like, on her way somewhere, looking at a gun, like, okay, what is she about to do? So I felt that setup was awesome. Then we find out that her brother has a bunch of dead bodies lying around him. And that was interesting and awesome. I wasn't sure her character. And I thought she was, obviously I could tell she was really pissed, but I didn't understand what their dynamic was, which was good.
And when you say dynamic, do you mean their relationship or like the dynamics of the relationship?
Like, yeah, the dynamics of the relationship until she got dragged by a chain. And I was like, oh, so it's, you know, the regular sibling rivalry that we're about to see.
So wait, did you think that he was going to let her pull a gun on him and then let her walk away? Like,
I thought she was going to go in and shoot some people. Okay. Like, I thought that she was going to go in blaze guns a-blazing. I was kind of disappointed that she didn't do that. But then you find, out that it's her brother, and you know, and of course, women and their emotions and their caregiving, she couldn't quite do it. And then she gets handcuffed, and then the best part is like, this isn't the last time you're gonna see me. And he's like, oh, I know it. So at that point, you know, oh, so this is where the revenge comes in. That you know that she's gonna be planning something. So I thought that was great.
So that's interesting. And so talking about Doris and just kind of the thoughts about her character, I agree. In the beginning, I think I was a little confused. She gets out of the car. Her face is like tears streaked with like mascara running down it. Mm-hmm. And I think initially my question was like, why has she been crying?
Yeah.
Like, what was the moment before, right? Like, where is she coming from? Yeah. What does she know?
Yeah.
And what has led her to this state of being here?
Right.
And then she gets out, she pulls the gun.
I was like,
is she going to do it?
I was like, kill them. I was kind of excited. But no.
So, yeah. But then, I mean, we see a lot of Doris throughout the episode. I don't know how you felt about her in the very beginning.
I didn't really like her character. I mean, there wasn't much to like. I didn't like that she didn't get down and dirty and do what she came to do. But, you know, in the next scene, we see her with this amazing blonde haircut that I'm, like, contemplating doing myself. And then you see her little tattoo there on her wrist, so indicating, obviously, this is her in a new life, leading a new life and probably, you know, as prim and proper she is, leading a better life. And so that was a nice change up. I think I really started to like her in that moment, because you see somebody who is looking prim and proper and you always hope there's some darkness in there. Like, you can't be perfect. So I love those type of characters, and she's bringing that into the rest of everything else.
Well, I will say that I was like you, I didn't really know who she was. I felt like we saw moments of strength, but they were kind of like have strength, like she would do something and I would be like, that woman right there, but then she wouldn't pull the trigger, she wouldn't finish it. And then I was just really confused. Is she a strong character? Is she a weak character? Is she somewhere in the middle? And then once we meet Colin, who is the son of her husband, her husband's name is Tommy,
ailing husband,
right? And so Colin says to her, can you come tonight? And she says, I can make it. And he's like, basically, it wasn't a question.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I think that was another moment.
That made me so mad.
I know.
I was like, oh, do not tell me what to do. I cannot. I just got like so mad at Colin about it. Like, anybody tries to tell me what to do.
But she didn't say anything.
Right. She just kept her. She keeps her composure so good. Like, I freaking love it. I wish I had that composure instead of reacting all the time.
Well, right. And I think that we found out that it's all strategic and she has a plan and she is a very strong woman.
Very
but I will say that in the beginning, probably halfway through the episode, like, I was really confused. Like, is Doris...
She seemed a little vulnerable and a little too weak.
And a little meek, yeah, right?
Meek, good way. I don't mean to say weak, but meek is a good way to put it. Yeah. So... Yeah, so we kind of keep going with that. We find out her husband's dying and he owns a restaurant that he wants to pass on to her. And she wants to, you know, she's left her dirty life behind. And so she wants to, and I think...
Not that she had a choice.
No, she had no choice.
Right.
She wants to clean up the restaurant and what they're doing behind the scenes.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. Like, I wasn't sold on that when she said that.
Oh,
like,
too. Yeah, when they're in the back of the kitchen.
Right.
With Big Graham and Colin.
Right.
Colin, oh, his character is a nasty little daddy's boy, like,
entitled,
jerky, like...
Maybe an alcoholic. He gives me alcoholic vibes.
Yeah, he just gives me the word, like... F-boy to the max, or, you know, just somebody you just don't want to be around you. And then he's, of course, is married to Molly, who is like, she's super quiet and super, like, and man, I did not expect her to even...
I know.
...pair up
with
Doris.
I agree. But let's go back to Doris for a second.
Yeah.
And so we meet this husband, Tommy. And we learn that they don't really know a lot about each other's past.
Right, yeah.
It sounds like Tommy just fell in love with her and kind of accepted her for who she was. She obviously saw a new life with him and, you know, chose to go down that road. And so now there's this restaurant. Tommy is sick. I don't think we are ever told from what. And yes, so he's going to leave her this restaurant, which she's been instrumental in, right? Mm-hmm. Like, we learned that she's been instrumental in and making the business profitable.
Right, yeah. So, yeah, then we're in the kitchen, and we're with Big Graham and Colin, the back of the kitchen. And she's basically, you know, she's asking, like, look, she's telling him, I'm going to be taking over the restaurant. I'm going to make it straight. And Big Graham's like, no, you're not. Because all his, like, money and all his like laundering, racketeering stuff, whatever they're doing, is funneled through that restaurant. So he's needing to keep the control. And honestly, I was a little, I'm still shocked. And when a man slaps a woman or punches a woman, I'm like, whoa, wow, he did that. So I was completely shocked. And then of course, Colin just back there, like nervous and like head down, tail between his legs, just like being annoying.
So two things that you just brought up. What did you think her reaction was going to be after she got slapped?
I hope she was going to stab him. But also, like some magic knife out of nowhere. But first of all, I didn't expect him to, like, hit her. I expected her to spit in his face or do some, like, action, like, moves on him. Like, I didn't expect her to sign. That was, like, a shock to me. I was like, so all this, like, this character is, like, all this bravado. Right. And then doesn't follow through. But again, it's, like, her strategy. Like, she's smarter. She doesn't need to, like, attack right away. She's, like, got a plan. So I'm like, I get irked in those moments. I'm like, fight back or do something. Yeah. And then she's just like, I'm going to sign.
And that goes, get handcuffed. And that goes back to me not being sure who she was going to be. Yeah. Right? Because we hadn't yet seen her strength. Mm-hmm. And so, but based on the little bit that we had seen, I did not expect her to take those slaps or to sign that paper.
Right.
But you brought up Colin and you brought up him.
And let me say this. Okay. I say that he is so annoying, but let me tell you, if I'm that irked by a character, they're doing a damn good job. Like if I'm hating that person, I'm like, they're doing such a great job at that character. And if it's a bad character or whatever. So good job to Colin. Like, his acting is amazing. But, yeah, he's highly annoying and, yeah, misogynistic and whatever. But, yeah.
So we have Colin. Colin, like I've said, is Tommy's son. Mm-hmm. Colin is married to Molly.
Yes.
And Colin seems to be really wrapped up with Big Graham in that they have maybe they're close personally and have a lot of business dealings. But I actually thought that Colin in the restaurant, in the kitchen,
regretting it in some way. Didn't he seem guilty or something?
Well, that's what I was going to say. I was going to say that was like the only redeeming moment that I'd ever seen from him, because he did seem to feel
this wasn't right.
Right.
Yeah.
How Big Graham was handling the situation and treating Doors. So that was like the one redeeming quality.
And she even said something right after she got punched. She like looks back at Colin and she's like, your father expected so much more from you. Like, and in that moment, he could have done something. But can you do something when you're tied to a mobster and you kind of know that this, you know, Big Graham could kill you at any point, especially if you betray him? You know, like, he's not that character to be bold at any point.
Right. Yeah. And I think that his character is a bit cowardly. Like, he preys on the meek, his wife, Doris, and kind of cowers down to the people who seem to be more powerful than him.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, Big Graham. That takes us to Big Graham.
Yeah. As we know, he's like in everything. He's like Sons of Anarchy. He was like original Hellboy. He does a really great job. At this point, I feel like he is, I don't know what his character is going to like be later on, but he seems like she and him are going to have more of an issue. Like, he's got more pull than I think we realize, but we'll see.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I was kind of checking some stuff out on IMDb, and I don't know how long he's going to last, but...
Well, I mean, so, staying focused on this episode, right? We know that he definitely has some pull. Colin relies on him, and Colin kind of does what he tells him to do. Mm-hmm. I personally... I mean, I like his character. I think it adds to the story.
Yeah.
I like him as an actor, and I was a fan of Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah.
But I did not like the way he treated Doors. Mm-mm. I didn't like the way he talked to her. I didn't like how he was physical with her.
Yeah.
And I think that you always have to be careful of a man who's willing to be physically abusive.
Yeah. And I mean, let me just go out on the limb and play the devil's advocate. He probably would do the same thing to some dude.
Oh, for sure.
So that's kind of cool.
Equality.
Yeah, equality. Hashtag equality. Yeah.
Okay. That's interesting.
Yeah.
And we have Molly.
Yes.
Colin's wife.
Little precious baby.
Right. So what did you think about Molly?
Well, I thought she was real weird in the beginning.
Interesting.
At the funeral dinner, but he wasn't dead yet, obviously.
So more like a going away party.
Yeah, that's a nice way to put it. Tommy's going away party.
Exactly.
She goes up and talks to Doris, mm-hmm. and she kind of has some admiration there for her. But she looks like she's about to tear up, and she's fearful. And then, of course, Colin sees them interacting, and he didn't like that. So he's like, go start the car, and makes her leave. So, you know, at that point, I was like, why is she so... I mean, obviously, I get her husband's like an asshole, but like, why is she so terrified? Why does she seem so terrified or like scared or like, what is going on there? Mm-hmm. Like, what is she afraid of? What is going on between her and Colin that makes her be that way? So... that's what I mean by she's a little weird there. And so, I don't know. What do you think? I mean...
yeah, I didn't think she was weird. I just got the impression that she was a wife. She's probably... I think she's a stay-at-home wife. I don't know if we know that, but that was the impression mm-hmm. that I got. And that mm-hmm. her husband controls mm-hmm. the house and controls her. And we'd already seen enough of Colin to know that he wasn't the nicest person. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, in that, I thought the same thing, that maybe there was some admiration for Doris, that
like this strong seeming put together, right, like independent like woman, yeah,
right. And so,
and then what did she say after? Like in that moment, she's like, "So what are you gonna do after all this is over?" Like she wanted to know. Like that was almost like that might have been the point where Doris knew she could trust her to do some damage. You know what I mean? That might have been the point where maybe they had a conversation that we don't obviously see, but right. like. That might have been Doris's indication, like, oh, she might need out too. Like, she's curious about something outside of this as well.
Yeah.
So I thought that was interesting, an interesting, like, piece that leads us to, like...
that's a good point. I feel like I would have to go back and, like, I remember that happening.
Yeah.
I just don't know if I really pay that much attention to yeah. it. But when you say that, I'm like, that deserves...
there's a lot of those little moments in there that...
a second replay.
Yeah. That, like, one person says a little something, like... you even said this before we started rolling, that she speaks to Bash. And she, what did she say to Bash in the very beginning? She's like, are you seriously going to do this?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and that was a good point you brought up. I'm like, yeah, I totally missed that.
Right.
Yeah.
And we didn't talk about Bash, but we didn't see him a whole lot in this episode. But since you brought him up, we can hit that quickly. Yeah. He's in the opening scene. He is there with Bert, Doris, formerly known as Catherine's mm-hmm. brother.
Yep.
And when basically Bert has said, round Doris up and let's do this, which mm-hmm. means we're going to kill her, mm-hmm. Catherine looks to Bash and says, right, like, are you really going to yeah. do this?
Like, I wonder what that's all
right,
about.
Right. So in that moment, I felt like maybe yeah. there was some type of backstory yeah, between Catherine and Bash.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see yeah. what we learn about
it
their
could be
history.
Nothing, but I think it might be something to revisit. Yeah,
for sure, for sure. So there's so many.
I know there's so much going on. So we find out, you know, that moment with Molly at the. Oh, but don't now what?
Yeah.
Should we? Well, Ethan next, but
so. Yeah, I guess we'll just So back to Doris.
Yeah.
We can briefly hit it. We find out that she really is super strong and super strategic. We find out about Wit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we learn that Wit is from her brother's gang.
Yep.
What did you think about Wit when we first met him?
I didn't find him very interesting to begin with.
Okay.
but obviously he's feeding her information, and obviously he has some sort of connection. He has a huge tie to the Brawlers, and she needs him for that purpose.
Mm-hmm.
But he is kind of the voice of reason.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she wants to pull off this whole thing whatever it is, her revenge, with no money, because of course it's tied up in the restaurant she thought she was going to get, and even the restaurant's kind of not doing well. So he is the voice of reason, and so that's kind of good. And he kind of calls her out on her BS a little bit, like, you're not going to find a team that's going to kill the lead person of this gang. You're not going to find somebody who's going to do it for free. You know, you're just not going to be able to do it. So really think about this, you know? Mm-hmm. So I kind of liked him in that manner, but I don't, for some reason, I couldn't really connect myself to him, or like, I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe more, when more happens, like, I'll be able to like connect more, but nothing yet.
So I kind of had mixed feelings about Whit as well. Like, I really liked the fact that he was there and he was helping her. And if she said she needed it, he was out trying to make it happen.
Yeah, like, why? Like, I want to know why he wants to do this for her.
Yeah, maybe they were friends, you know, prior to her.
Or he had shared the same vision. Like, he didn't like
what was happening.
What happened in the beginning, you know? And he's like, I don't want them to be ruling either, but...
Yeah, what I didn't like about Whit was he was such a naysayer.
Yeah,
he could be a naysayer, right?
Yeah, I'm like, voice of reason. You're like, he's a naysayer. Exactly. He's not supporting her. Yeah.
Okay, so going back to Doris, and then we're going to move on. We all saw the episode. We realized that Doris is the ultimate take names and get things done.
Yeah.
Like that end scene with Colin, she knocks on that door. Molly lets her in. She walks into the kitchen. Tell me what you thought.
Well, I want to back up. Right when they open the door, like, the look on Molly's face is like, I couldn't understand it in the beginning, mm-hmm. but once the business happened, it was like she kind of was like she's seen a ghost, and like she's like, okay, this is about to happen. Like, she wasn't in her body, and I loved that. It was weird. I didn't know what that look was all about, but I just loved that scene, and then we're in the kitchen and we're talking to Colin. She's talking to Colin and he's being Colin. And then bang, bang.
I know.
She shot you down.
And in that moment, I was like, I am all in. Like, now I understand
yes,
who
I'm
Doris
like,
is.
She is a badass.
I am in this until the end. I was so happy. Mm-hmm. I'm so tired of seeing them treat her like crap. Mm-hmm. And then when she burned the paper, I was like, now I understand. Like, now I get it.
Yeah. And you know, I wanted just the camera angle of when he... Because, you know, she wraps him up with the, like, twisted tie things or
right.
whatever. And he's stumbling around the kitchen trying to cut it off. And she's... I mean, I don't even know how to explain it, but we see him profile. She's behind him. I didn't even know she had a gun.
Yeah.
And then, so her hand is, like, kind of blocked. And then all of a sudden it just... bang, right through his head, and then come up to him and bang, another one. And I was like, okay, I'm invested.
Oh, yeah.
I like what I'm seeing.
Okay, so briefly, and then we have to move on. So, yeah. Tommy, what did you think about Tommy?
Well, I did believe that their relationship was real.
Yes.
And so I never doubted that. I thought Tommy's a sweet guy, and he loved her, you know. And even in that conversation in the dining room, they both had a dark past. Yet, and his dark past is whatever's happened with Big Graham, obviously. I don't know specifically what. And then, of course, her dark past. And I love that they didn't have to share that moment. And so they're, you know, he's a man that respects her and respects the love they have between themselves and the people they are now. And so I think he's a stand-up guy. Sad to see him leave, but hopefully we see him in other episodes, like, to tell us more backstory.
Right.
But, you know.
What I liked most about him was that he really put her first and before everything else at that point. And when he told her at the dinner table, like, when he asked what happened to your face, and he knew that it was Colin and Big Graham, and he said, you do what you need to do.
Yeah.
And that means
gave
whatever.
Her permission to,
Right. And that's exactly what she did.
Yeah.
Okay. So we've got to move on. But before we get into the next topic, you have a message for our viewers.
Yes, you guys. Okay, so before, you know, we finish this episode, we really want you to give us a thumbs up on YouTube, like us, comment. If you're watching us right now, just give us the business. Tell us what you feel about everything that's going on. If you're on iTunes, you know, like us there. Subscribe wherever you can. Leave comments, everything. You know, I love being a part of AfterBuzz Network because I am a TV fanatic, and I love the fact that I found a passion for what I love to do, And it being talking about the TV shows that I'm watching. And so this is just has opened up like a possibility for me. And so, you know, it makes me so happy that you guys are here watching us talk about TV, which sounds so insane. But, you know, please show us your love and thank you for supporting us. So get a moment, thumbs up us, you know, follow us on Instagram, follow us on Twitter. We're always putting up new stuff and definitely stick to your Reprisal because it's a badass show.
It is. So jumping back into characters we met, we have Ethan. Mm-hmm. So we're introduced to Ethan. And so it's through Ethan that we really learn about the Brawlers.
Yeah.
What did you think about Ethan?
Well, I thought he was a character who was running from something, scared and desperate, and but also a good guy underneath it all.
Yeah, he definitely gives off like good guy vibes.
Yeah. I didn't quite, you know, we don't know who he's calling. We don't know why he's waiting in the diner. But at one point when he's waiting in the diner, he's already got the two coffees and the two donuts or whatever the guy on the phone made him order. Mm-hmm. I did question him, like, how does he know the person pulling up? Or, you know, I'm like, how did you know that was the person? Because he was like, how will I know? And the guy clicks and hangs up on him. I'm like, wait, how did you know that that was the person? So I thought that was a little weird, but
I thought the person said, you'll just know. Or did I make that up? Did I make that up?
I don't know. I feel like he was just like, the guy on the phone was like, do this and do this. And then he was like, okay, well, how will I know? Click. So I don't know.
Got it. I do agree with you.
But no, maybe he did say, you'll know it's me. Yeah.
I thought so, but who knows? I don't know. But I did agree with you. I felt like Ethan was obviously running from something. He seemed mm-hmm. kind of scared and nervous about what he was going into. Mm-hmm. But seemed like he didn't really have a choice. Like, that's what he needed to do.
Yeah.
I kind of appreciated the way the Brawlers let him in and basically said that, like, if you're with us, you're with us, and you don't have anything else to worry about. So he meets them. He gets initiated with this fight. Mm-hmm. He thinks he gets stabbed.
Yeah. Well, I agree with you. I love the fact that they were so welcoming. And I think the reason why they were so welcoming is because they're kind of a subdivision of the Brawlers. They're the River Phoenixes.
Yeah.
And so, you know, and I really love the Maddie's character. He is so cute.
Interesting.
I have a feeling you don't think so. But, yeah, but he was welcomed with open arms. And that's what I was kind of a little shocked when they initiated him the way they did. With going to the bar and starting a fight. And he could have died. But I guess you do have to rise from the ashes to become a phoenix.
And
you know?
I think they're used to fighting. So they're not afraid of a little bar fight.
But all those ghouls in there, like, they didn't even know if they'd walk out of there. And they almost didn't. Maddie got punched in the face straight away.
I do like Maddie's character because I just feel like this whole thing is fun. Like, he loves this lifestyle. He loves this gang. He loves
such a good actor.
Everything about it.
Yeah.
Which is interesting.
Yeah.
And he may be the only character that we've seen so far that's really just enjoying where he is.
Yeah.
Like, everyone else is kind of running from something, trying to get back at someone, trying to gain something. And Maddie is just like, this is the best thing ever.
He's like, I'm going to make a new group.
It's a good character. I didn't think about it in that way, but it is a good character. We briefly see Meredith at the club. Mm-hmm. Did you have any thoughts about Meredith?
Right now I'm feeling like I don't really know if I like her character yet.
Okay.
I didn't quite understand or really, I don't know, maybe it was the execution or something, but we find out who her character is kind of by her, like, with this cute little walking through the bar, and she has, you know, she's almost like she's in the mix of it all, but like, we can't, like, I don't know. I don't know if I really like her right now.
Okay. I can kind of see that. She seemed a little entitled,
yeah,
like a little bratty, but very sure of herself and not concerned about, like, the haters almost.
But I'm like, is that true? Like, Are you really that confident?
Well, right?
You know?
Maybe not, but I definitely
liked.
I
don't know if confidence is like her thing.
I liked the way she walked out and owned that performance the show. And I liked the costumes of that, of like the club, the people in the club and the way it was shot. Mm-hmm. I just thought it was really well done. Mm-hmm. And I was like, maybe I would be a dancer.
Maybe I'll be burlesque too.
And that's the way it looked.
No, it's of course, it's beautifully shot. And, you know, I just don't know how I feel about her yet. We'll see. We'll see how she turns out. But she does seem entitled. She does seem like she's trying to be something.
All right. Okay. Well, we have one more character that we're introduced to, Joel.
Yeah.
Did you have any thoughts about him?
Not too much.
Okay.
He seems like a troubled soul. And I love that actor. Wasn't he the guy that did 300? He was like the golden god that they were all. I don't know.
I don't know, but that sounds right.
So I love that actor a lot, and I think he was in Love Actually 16 or so years ago. So I'm ready to see what his deal is. You know, but he also seems like someone who's watching over everyone and how things are run. I think, you know, we kind of see, I don't know. I don't want to say anything yet until we get to predictions, I guess.
Sounds good. We are not going to do predictions, but we are going to do a special segment. And so tonight we are talking about femme fatales. There are lots of adjectives in this definition. So I'm just going to read it. A femme fatale, sometimes called a man eater or vamp, is a stock character of a mysterious and seductive woman, because they have to be seductive, whose charms ensnare her lovers, often leading them into compromising, dangerous, and deadly situations.
Mm-hmm. And I definitely think it's justified.
Yes.
In this, and I think you can always find a little justification of a femme fatale, you know, of what I'm like, I get why she lost her mind a little and got crazy. Yeah.
Unless we're talking about Glenn Close in Fatal Attraction.
What?
And she is one of my favorite femme fatales and one of my favorite movies. But I'm not sure if I think that Glenn Close was justified.
No, just a little bit. I mean, think about this. Okay. This dude's having an affair.
But she knew that.
She knew that. But now he's like, oh, no more affair. Sorry. I know we love each other, but I'm going to go back to my husband. She's like,
it wasn't really an affair. It was more like a one or two off. I don't think love was ever exchanged. She boiled their rabbits.
She felt love.
She boiled their rabbits.
Yeah. I know. No, that I'm not saying that's not justified, but her anger, you know. Okay, tell me this. You've never been a little delusional about somebody you were dating, and then you find out from him that, like, he just wasn't as into it, and you're like, heartbroken.
That's a little different than like sleeping with a married man and you know he's married. And what they say, if you're afraid of fire, like, stay out of the kitchen, or don't play with fire if you don't want to get burned, or something like that.
I know, but I'm the raw emotion of it. So I'm just saying, there's always nobody's ever just a villain. You know, always have that point to them where it's like, yeah, I kind of get it.
Well, I would say that he should have cut it off. A long time ago.
He should never started it.
Well, that's a different one. But what about you? Do you have a favorite?
Yes. I think, Robin, shoot, I just forgot her name, but she's in House of Cards.
Okay.
The wife.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. I don't want to butcher her name, but I don't even, crap. Anyways, I love her so, please help me. I love her so much because not only is she supportive, but she's her very own person. She makes her way all the way to the top, kicks all the men out of office, hires all the women, puts all the women in office. Not only is she, you know, out to get her power and her, you know, place in life, she's bringing other women up with her. And I think she was completely justified throughout the whole entire show.
And there was a lot happening in that show.
My God,
Robin Wright.
Robin Wright
is her name.
Princess Brides. She was the girl in Princess Brides long, long ago.
One more thing. You have some news for us tonight.
Yeah, okay. So I was... AfterBuzz TV News. Yeah. Yes, I do have some very interesting news. So I was researching a little bit about what the critics were saying about Reprisal.
Okay.
And like us, they do love the visuals.
It's beautiful.
It's amazing. Very fun to watch. Keeps you drawn in. But unlike myself, and I think you, they did find that the storyline was a little dull, even, and that the bloody scenes were probably making up for that a little bit. And then also they thought the male characters were a little dull. And they felt like the attention of Doris, or the attention was spread a little too thin throughout all the storylines. But I think it's okay to have all those. What did you think? What do you think about what the critics are
saying? I disagree. And I mean, I just don't know how you can say that anything about this show is dull. Mm-hmm. Yes, there are a lot of characters. Like, we see a lot of people. We learn a lot about a lot of people. There are a lot of sub-storylines happening.
Yeah.
But every episode, I feel like the story within that episode is so rich. The characters are rich. They're complicated. People that have, you know, so much happening, so many thoughts, so many desires and concerns and worries. And I think the action is on point. Like, mm-hmm. I don't think that it's gory unnecessarily.
Yeah, I'm like, we're in a time of mad gore. I don't know why I don't agree with that. I love all the gore.
And we were talking about this earlier. I don't like when stories spoon feed you all the information and like you don't have to figure anything out. So I like the fact that that Reprisal doesn't tell us everything up front.
Yeah, you got some questions.
Right. Yeah. And we have to go along for this journey, which to me has been a very enjoyable journey. Mm-hmm. So
me too.
I disagree with the critics.
Yeah, I disagree. I do understand where they're coming from, but I see a lot of potential. I get what they're trying to do. So I can see both sides, but I'm on your fence a little bit more. Like, this is an enjoyable show to watch, and the characters are awesome. The storylines are great, and I think they're going to get more in-depth, and maybe we're going to get introduced to some new characters as we keep going. That's the news, and those are our thoughts.
Those are our thoughts. We have run down so much. Thank you for joining in. Thank you for sticking with us as we discuss the main characters in the pilot episode of Reprisal. I'm LaToya Blakely. This is A Dime and my co-host. Where can they find you?
You can find me on Twitter at NotYourType. It's NOT_YUR_TYPE. Same handle for Instagram. And I would love for you to join my life. Let's do it.
And you can find me on Instagram at LaToya.Blakely, Twitter at Blakely.LaToya. I am also hosting on a couple of other shows, Servant, which is amazing, so please check out the show. Check us out.
See that.
As well as Stumptown, which is on ABC. It's also a good show.
That is a good show.
A good after show. Check us out. Until then, have a great night, and we will buzz you later. Thanks for joining.
Bye-bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.